time.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's see here. We're live on Blog Talk right now. All right, I got your video. Make sure, I'm trying to make sure I got everything here before we go on. So he blocked you, huh? That's jacked.
Not that I wanted to apply to him, but it just, as soon as I opened up my messenger, because I went to read the two last messages he sent me, and then it says, you cannot respond to these messages. Fucking pussy.
Oh my God, that's so great.
So glad. I really am. I don't fucking deal with him anymore.
Did he block you? Well, he didn't block you on Twitter, did he?
No. I wish he did.
That's insane.
I think that Ralphie kid's done, too.
Who is Ralphie? I don't know who Ralphie is.
Ralph Dawkins, Combat Radio, that fucking...
Oh, Raphael Dawkins. Yeah, what happened with that?
I started fucking roasting him too. I had the whole chat roasting him. I had everyone laughing at him, calling him a loser and a liar, because he keeps trying to say that Tyson Fury got stripped because of his fucking drug test.
No. Did you hear that some people are saying that Mark Ortega came out and Jason, of course, is all over, you know, and says that. What's his face? Guillermo Rigondeaux is still the lineal champ at 122? Stop it.
Really cares?
Huh?
Who really cares?
Yeah, I'm like, dude, come on, man. The guy quit. You know what I mean? Come on, stop it. Don't be silly. You guys are just being silly and trying to create an agenda just so, you know what I mean?
Not going to take it. I think has a job at the PBC too.
Yeah. You ready here?
Yeah.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati.
You're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news in the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Morda.
Welcome to a very special Thursday edition of Ringside Reporter Podcast. I told you we'd have news. And we don't disappoint. We got news, Beeb. Do we got news today or what?
Yeah. It's a good story.
Come on, man. I need some from you.
Well, I already knew it was going to happen anyway. Not like I was surprised.
Wow.
I kept saying it was going to happen.
Oh, how dare you.
Money always talks and people don't want to believe it. I mean... When you have the largest economy in the world, this is what happens. You know? Why would you go back to a country the size of Oregon?
Oregon. You know, first it was Texas, then it's Oregon, then pretty soon it's going to be Rhode Island.
We'll see how it goes.
All right. The rematch for Anthony Joshua and Andy Ruiz will be in New York City at Madison Square Garden. Now, this is according to The Independent, an online UK newspaper. Now, they seem to be pretty credible as far as, like, their stories go and everything. We've looked at them and everything. Could still be a rumor. Again, nothing is set in stone, guys. Nothing is set. Nothing is signed. Here's what they did say. The rematch clause in the original fights contract has been triggered by Joshua's team, with the fight set to take place in November or December. and the independent understand Sky Sports have already begun preparations for the contest to be staged at Madison Square Garden, despite hopes from Joshua's promoter Eddie Hearn to bring it to the UK at Wembley, Cardiff Principality, or the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. So there you go. This is interesting. I think that this is a big deal. I mean, and you have to give Anthony Joshua, I think, a lot of credit for wanting to come back to the scene of the crime. I think you have to give him a lot of credit for being definitely a true sportsman. I mean, if nothing else, I mean, to honor the champion in the sense of say, hey, well, you know, we'll go to your place and fight you. You're the champion, you know. Now, don't get, let's not get crazy and twisted and everything. The bottom line is it's about money.
Thank you.
But.
Thank you.
But Hearn very much wanted this fight to take place in the UK.
But his daddy DAZN said, no, you're not going to have the fight in the UK. You're going to have it here. Or we're going to give you a significantly less money if the fight's in the UK.
Scant rants in the chat just said, guess Hearn didn't have that $50 million for Anthony Ruiz, huh? Yeah, right?
You know,
oh, my goodness. Andy Ruiz is getting paid. I hope he's getting paid a lot more than what was on that contract, quite honestly. They said it was $10 million. He deserves a lot more than $10 million. He does.
Well, Sky Sports has reported it, too. And if they're going to broadcast a pay-per-view, then they definitely know. So this is
the done deal, man. This is pretty much so. If Sky Sports has reported it, then
Sky Sports reported it. The Sun reported it. The Sun's pretty good.
Yeah, everybody seems to be jumping on that bandwagon now. So yeah, man, that's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy news. I did not expect it. I did not expect this to be back at Madison Square. He was looking, especially when Eddie Hearn was looking at those three stadiums. He was looking at Cardiff, Wembley, and Tottenham. Those three stadiums, and those are all soccer type stadiums. Those are all soccer stadiums. So, a lot of people there. And what does MSG hold? About 2022, maybe?
2021.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. It looks pretty good. I mean, I think it's interesting. It's interesting that he comes back. Interesting that the fight's going to be in New York City. I think there is definitely more money in New York City than I think that the fight sells out again. I mean, now it's a real hot ticket.
Well, the thing is
now
this.
It's huge.
The thing is this. Canelo had the two highest viewed fights on DAZN, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Anthony Joshua's fight with Ruiz did half of what Canelo's fight fielding or something like that. So it didn't do great, great numbers. But this fight, in order for it to do good, had to be in prime time on DAZN. Because people just weren't going to watch this fight at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You just weren't going to get the same viewership. Because, again, UK has the best fans in the world. Unfortunately, US does not. How many people were going to stop watching it? So people who are already out will be watching it. You know, and a lot of these clubs and these bars and, you know, all these sports-type setting environments will buy this fight, and they'll show it to a lot of people. And I'm not sure how this whole thing would work, but I think all they would have to do is download the app and then just show it on a big screen television, because I think there's some establishments are still doing it like that. So this was a no-brainer, Eric. It had to be this way in order for it to make sense, you know? And Eddie Hearn keeps saying, Eddie Hearn, the more he talks, the more he makes Joshua look so weak. First he says, oh, he looked relieved when he lost. Now he's saying, oh, well, he was a fool for fighting in the United States. When in the UK, we definitely would have the advantage. Like, why would you, like, that just sounds like so stupid. Because you came to the United States in the first place. So why did you come in the first place if you were afraid of giving up an advantage, number one? And number two, just as many people at MSG were there for Anthony Joshua than they were there for Ruiz, probably more. And then you already had the judges who were favoring Joshua. You had the referee who seemed to be giving Joshua a lot of time to recover and stop. The fight could have actually been stopped in the third round if you really wanted to get technical. But the whole thing is this. Oh, go back to the UK where we get our advantage. It's like all of these big UK fighters who wanted to become crossover stars, who wanted to make it big, everyone came to the United States to try to succeed, to win over the American market. So to go back to the UK would admit failure, would admit you're not good enough to be like Lennox Lewis, to be like Ricky Hatton, to be like Kyle Frotch, to be like James DeGale, to be like Joe Calzaghe, everyone who came to the United States to try to make a mark, then you failed, and then you just go back and fold up your tent and give up on the mission. And you, like, we, so in other words, you're telling your own fighter that you don't think he has as good a chance as if the fight's in the United States than if it's in the UK. That just shows you don't have any faith in your fighter. That just shows that you don't think that your fighter's good enough that he would need every single conceivable advantage over a guy that he was supposed to crush. It's just a bad look. And I'm going to stand on that, and that's just my opinion. And I think that, you know, by Eddie Hearn talking and saying all these things, I think it's bad PR for his fighter. It's my opinion.
Let's see here. Omar Rodriguez in the chat says, is there a date being rumored? The date is November or December. That's when they're looking to get this fight done.
Yeah, it's like a 10-day period like of dates.
Yeah.
November something to December 4th or something like that. November 26th or something to, like, I don't know.
Right. So I want you to keep that in mind. Keep in mind what you just said when we go on to our next story. But I just want to stay here for a minute.
Look what Igloo just said. Wanting to get every advantage does not mean you don't have confidence. Really? Really? So when you play a guy at 9-ball and you spot him 3 balls, that guy, so are you trying to tell me by spotting that guy 3 balls, that guy thinks he's as good as you when you spot him 3 balls? When you're playing someone in a game of horse and you start at H, R and the other guy starts at H, you're not giving that guy an advantage? So that guy, if that guy was, you know, thinks he's as good as you because he got spotted 3 letters, when you look for every advantage you can get, that means you don't have confidence. Now, let me explain something else, too. Andrew Ruiz won the fight. I don't give a fuck what the contract says. So when the Celtics are in the playoffs and they're playing the fucking Cavaliers, Celtics have a better record than the Cavaliers throughout the course of the season, right? They won more games, right? They get home court advantage. So the team that wins gets home court advantage. Why, you know, you lost the fight and you still want home court advantage after that. It's like you need every, like, it makes you look like a diva. I said the same thing. Remember when Cotto was looking for all those advantages against Canelo and Sergio Martinez?
I hate Miguel Cotto, yeah.
It makes you look like a diva. There's no way to spin it. There's no way to. Floyd
did the same thing, too, and you're right. And Floyd looked bad for it.
And Floyd looked bad. Floyd did not look strong when he would not let Maidana wear his gloves. That was a week that made Floyd look bad. I'll say it, that's the best fighter in the world. But that made Floyd look bad. But here's the thing, though. When Floyd was on the come-up, and he fought De La Hoya, and he fought earlier in his career, he had to fight Gotti on Gotti's home turf. He had to fight Oscar De La Hoya and give up every conceivable advantage. So Floyd did pay his dues. Floyd did pay his dues early on, but he did turn into a diva later in his career. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I don't care if you pay your dues or not. I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is. There's no...
It doesn't make you any less of a diva if you paid your dues.
But
you know
what
I mean?
At least Floyd could turn around and say that. Joshua can't
right.
say that.
Joshua can't say that. Right.
Joshua can't say that. He didn't pay his dues.
Right. Oh. I agree with that. Floyd is TBE. Floyd is TBE because he calls himself TBE. That's it. That's the only reason he's TBE, because he calls himself TBE. That's it.
Well, it wasn't a good look for Floyd when he wouldn't let Madonna wear the gloves. No, everyone called him out on it.
Not to mention Floyd wouldn't fight.
Oh, AJ did not pay his dues because ever since he turned pro, he was coddled. Klitschko didn't fight him in Germany. Klitschko fought him in the UK. Everyone had to fight him in the UK. He didn't pay his dues. This was the first time he went to someone else's backyard. So, no, he did not pay his dues. No. No.
Right.
No. No. Nothing can be said to change that. No. Being a diva and being confident are very much the same thing, because if you need every conceivable advantage, then that means that you have doubts.
Igloo 2 said, Floyd is the best boxer ever. You don't know anything about boxing if you disagree. Well, that's a valid, that's a strong argument. There it is. That's a very strong argument.
Yeah.
Disagree is spelled wrong, by the way.
Listen, you can go back and forth who's the best. It's an opinion. It's opinion based.
It's complete opinion.
And all it is a straw man argument. That's all it is.
That's it. You cannot. There is absolutely zero way to prove.
It's a straw man, red herring type argument. It's very weird. Again, when you guys come to class, bring your fucking homework completed.
Right.
Don't sit down at your desk without your homework completed.
And can't compare AJ to Floyd. Not even close. Are you understanding what we are comparing? Are you understanding what we are comparing here?
Again.
We're comparing the fact we're actually playing compare three people here, Canelo included, Cotto included, four people now, in the sense that, hey, they have fights on their terms, you know, at catch weights, at this, at that, in the UK or wherever. That's what we're comparing. We're not comparing actual styles. Guys, come on. Keep up.
Debate with logic. Do not debate with emotion. Again, huge Fury fan. Huge Fury.
Igloo 2 spelt is not a word. Spelled, LLED.
Get him, Eric. Get him. Kill him.
Yeah, that Leonard was very diva-ish also.
Absolutely, he was
the biggest one. Absolutely.
Leonard is my favorite fighter of all time. What he made Donnie Lalonde do was fucking ridiculous. Donnie Lalonde looked like a skeleton. A fucking skeleton when he fought Sugar Ray Leonard. And why did Donnie Lalonde have to put his light heavyweight title on the line when the contracted weight limit was 168? Again, I love Leonard to death. I did an hour-long interview with Leonard. It was the highlight of my life. Okay? But that was bullshit. This is how we do it here. We call it down the middle. We can criticize people we love.
Alexander Wilson, thank you so much. He said Chavez Jr. had so many advantages in his career, too.
Again,
let me tell you what. You are 100% right. Not to mention, one of his biggest advantages is having, you know, JC as his father. You know, I mean, how, like the greatest, one of the best fighters of all time in his corner, you know, teaching you how to fight since you were, you know, three. Absolutely, he did. 100%. Can you imagine what kind of pull he had in Mexico as far as those fights went? It's crazy.
Spelt is a grain. It's not a fucking word. Spelt is a grain.
God. Igloo.
All you got to do is Google Spelt.
Igloo, come on.
Spelt, also known as dinkle wheat or hulled wheat, is a species of wheat cultivated. That spelt is not a fucking is not spelled. It's supposed
Come
to be spelled.
Son, Igloo 2, what do you do for a living?
It's spelled. Again, stop it. Why do these people...
I saw it in the Webster Dictionary. Spelt as a word.
It is a word, but it's not
what you're thinking of.
It's not what you're friggin' using it as. Do you spell box B-O-K-S? Fucking dyslexic. Stop it.
Cali King, AJ Ruiz, 2 date. They do not have a hard date yet. It's going to be in November or December. That's what they're looking at. Chavez Jr. still sucked, too, with all his advantages. I don't think so, man. Cholo says, yeah, he's not a professional spelling bee champion. His position?
position? Well, don't.
Oh, my God.
Well, do me a favor. Whenever you write a prescription, don't ever put the word spelt on it like that. Unless you're telling a patient that you're going to give them grains.
We have the world's smartest audience here, by the way. Chavez Jr. saying he sucked. I don't think he sucked. He was good. He had a lot of good intangibles. He was just lazy. He just didn't want to train. And, you know, you think about it. The guy grew up rich. The guy grew up rich, and he grew up not really wanting anything or anything like that. It's very difficult, especially in this kind of sport. To make it to, like, where his father made it to or make that impact. I think he did pretty well. I got to be honest, man. I think he did pretty well with what he should have had a lot more, you know, he should have went a lot further than what he did. But he did pretty well. He did pretty well in his career. Omar Rodriguez is a Harvard PhD. I love it. Bluetooth with a physician.
Okay.
Camacho Jr. had his
advantage.
Okay. Lose.
Okay,
yeah,
we're gonna straighten this out. Spelt can be used in the UK. We will now. Igloo, are you from the UK? Because if you're not from the UK, you can't use it. UK people in the UK.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Who, Cali King, who do we have, AJ or Ruiz? I think Ruiz is going to do him again. I really do, man. I don't know how much different. Joshua would have to fight a completely different style, I think, to beat him. Dee, do you think that rematch goes the same way? You think it's a repeat?
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
I just have a feeling AJ is going to be a lot better in this rematch. I think everyone's – I was wrong, yes. I was wrong. But are you from the UK, Igloo? If you're not from the UK, you can't use it.
If you're from the UK now.
If you're American, it's not accepted in America. It's only accepted in the UK. It's not accepted here. So, yes, I was wrong. It is acceptable in the UK, but not in the US. But you're from the US. So stop it. You're an American. You can't use it.
Is Igloo from the US?
Where are you from, Igloo? He won't say.
He won't say.
Only people from the UK can use it because it's accepted in their language, in their dictionary, not in ours. Spelt or spelt? What's the difference? Writing explained. Don't make this mistake ever again. Learn the proper spelling of spelled and spelt with the examples and sentences. Spelt for spelt. Depends on where you live. In American English, spelt primarily refers to the handy wheat grown mostly in Europe, and the verb spelt in past tense. Okay, so in America, it is not acceptable. If you put spelt on a paper in an English in an American fucking college or school, you would fucking get it circled, and it would be.
Igloo, too, you're from the USA. You're a moron. All right,
so,
you can't use spelt here.
So you can't use spelt here.
You're not a doctor.
You can't use spelt here.
Sorry, buddy.
My parents speak
British English. I tell you what, go eat some spotted dick and shut up, all right?
Sorry.
There you go.
So I was right. You can't use it. It's not correct in America.
British English, shut up.
It's not correct in America, stupid. In American English, spelt primarily refers to the hardy wheat grown mostly in Europe and the verb.
This is the guy.
Spelt.
Steve, this is the guy who loves Jason. This is the guy who loves Jason. And
In the UK, it's acceptable. In America, it is not. I just fucking Googled it. Stop.
Yeah, I tell you what. Let's go to the lines here. 718. Where's 718? Where's
718? New York.
New York.
Screenshot your fucking credentials, Igloo 2, and we'll believe you.
Yeah, where'd you go to school at, Igloo 2?
Where'd you go to school? Just take a picture of it. Just go take a picture of it. I was in the military. I will screenshot my DD 214 and I'll fucking show it to everybody. I have all my credentials. Anyone wants to know anything about me, I'll show it to you.
There you go. Look at Bede, man. He's ready to go. What's going on with Blog Talk here?
It's not working?
No, it's like spinning. We got 718 on the line. I think it's Suleiman.
Oh, it's Suleiman, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was in the Army. My brother was a Marine. I was in the Army. I was in Germany.
Your brother was in the Marines?
Yeah, he's in the Marines.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was National Guard.
I went to school in Florida. Yeah, sure you did.
Need credentials.
DeVry. Went to DeVry.
Probably live in Georgia with Jason.
Blog Talk is now officially down. How about that? What a shock.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Isn't that horrible?
I hate Blog Talk. Blog Talk's the worst, man. It really is.
See if you can play around with it and get it working.
Yeah.
Don't kill yourself with it, though.
No. Ben G was a Marine. Look at that. All right. Love it. Love it. My father was a Marine. Mike Montero, another Marine?
Never saw any action. Absolutely not. Nope. Did not. I just missed the first Gulf War.
No Robbie tonight. He's a true gentleman. You're absolutely right, John Doe. And no Robbie tonight, but he is a true gentleman. I agree with you.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the zone.
That doesn't mean he's not a true gentleman.
Not a gentleman enough to get the zone,
though. Oh, stop it.
That's a big flaw.
That's a big flaw. Blog Talk only works if you pay the bill. Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. Maybe that's the issue.
He's been paying the bill for 2 years now, and it ain't cheap. It's a good amount of money a month. I don't know if he wants me to release what it is a month. I don't know if he wants me to hold that back or not.
Ah, here we go. Let's see if we can get back on here.
It's all right, Manny.
If the CEO doesn't have his own, that's okay, Manny.
That's okay, Manny. You're not doing a show, though. I'll cut you some slack because you're not doing a show, and that's why I do the live cast for you, Manny.
Has to release their tax returns.
We'll never do that. Not unless we get audited, we don't release anything.
You guys are like Trump with the tax returns now.
100%.
That's funny.
What happens if Reese beats AJ again? Be honest with you. I don't think AJ's done if he loses again. Don't rebuild him.
Yeah, no. I don't think he's done.
I'm gonna say something very, very controversial. If AJ loses again, the Wilder fight will still happen. And I'll tell you why. Because they'll say that AJ matches up better with Wilder. And what they'll say is Ruiz was just a bad style matchup for him. This doesn't do good against shorter fighters. And then they could spin it like Deontay Wilder would be a better style matchup for him. That fight is going to happen regardless. Just like Pacquiao lost a few times before the Floyd fight happened, and the Floyd fight still happened. That fight's going to happen.
Yeah, Blog Talk is down. I tried on a different machine. It's just down. So.
Blog Talk part of the Zone subscription? Absolutely not.
I wish. Yeah.
Wish. Wish we could bundle it all. Wish we could bundle all of them. Like, we can bundle cable, we can bundle Blog Talk, the Zone, and fucking ESPN Plus. Do I believe the AJ concussion rumors? Before, not sure I can confirm the concussion, but I think he got beat up in sparring. I think he got handled in sparring.